This is KJ5GWN, Kilo Juliet 5, Golf Whiskey November, Will in Oklahoma City. Good morning, Roy.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Does some fair. Old Tire Road, good evening, Nip. Let's turn it off.
This is Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo. Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo.
This is WB4JEE, Whiskey Bravo 4, Juliet Echo Echo, Hollis, Flat Rock, Alabama.
This is Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Alpha Romeo, that's Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Alpha Romeo, Marvin here in Jacksonville, Arkansas. I'm short time. No drum.
APG, our inversion yank control, Douglas. We got PA3JYE, WN4V, and WB4JEE. Thank you all for checking in on this first round. And let's see, yeah, we got him. We got, oh, okay, I think we're calling up here. All right, let's go straight to the top here and say hi to VE3DAC. Matthew, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine this morning. Just sitting here relaxing, not much to do today, and remembered that the net is on today, so I figured I'd call in and dry up and, you know, see how everybody else is doing. I've been just sitting here in the air conditioning today because the bugs are biting and it's, you know, it's been one of those days already. I'm not even on my second cup of caffeine equivalent, so I may start that. But anyhow, back to you, Roy, Net Control, DEC.
It's kind of been one of those mornings for me, too. In fact, speaking of second cup of coffee, I just ran out there as you were speaking with HG in hand and grabbed my third cup of coffee, which was still in the French press. And you just come out of the French press about 20 minutes ago, so I hope it's still warm enough to drink. Anyway, what else do you know, my friend?
Sorry about that, Roy. You got a mumble there, VE3DAC.
Okay, say that again. I didn't quite copy it.
You were mumbled by the network there, VE3DAC.
Oh, gotcha. No, I just turned it back to you, see if you have any further comments.
Again, the network here seems to be mumbling people today. It's like really broken up. VE3DAC, I'm going to say 73's here and clear out if it's going to be like this. Over. I'll try and monitor as best I can.
Right, not sure what's going on there. I heard that from somebody else earlier this morning, too. So don't really know what's going on. All right. Let's go over to Roger, K0KON. And by the way, Roger, am I sounding okay, or am I muffled or underwater? Is there something going on? Over to you.
Good morning, Roy, and hello to all of my friends on the Alaska Morning Net. No, you sound fine. At first, before the net actually started, you had some transmissions where I thought your signal sounded awfully weak, but no, I think it sounds okay now. No problem copying. Let's see. Here in Houston, the sun is out. It's nice to see it. It's been a while, but it's going to go away again. We've got rain forecast for the next several days. 88 degrees, and the forecast says it's going to get up to 87. Let's see, it's going to go down. How much confidence can you have in the weather report? They say the current temperature is 88, and it's going to go up to 87. I don't think so. Pause. Well, we've got a major geomagnetic storm, solar storm coming. And I'm seeing the effects already. HF is not so good. Signal reports are stinko. So, a long weekend of just ho-hum HF, probably. That's unfortunate. Let's see. I'm trying to think of, as I've been reporting probably more than most people care about, I have been going through 1,147 photographs I took on my trip to Portugal, and I have now weeded out a good number of them, and now the tough part comes, trying to organize them in a photo book. You know, it's just more culling and sorting and cataloging and all that stuff. So that's going to keep me busy. If HF isn't, then photography will. Back to you, Roy.
Hi, Roger. Aren't you thankful for digital photography? 1,147. That would be what, like something on the neighborhood of 36 exposure rolls of 35 millimeter color film. What would it cost for the film? 30 rolls of that, if you could find. I still make that stuff. And then what would it cost you? You'd have to send it somewhere, of course, because they don't have those little hour kiosk places anymore. But what would it cost to have all that processed? Oh, man. Oh. And then if you went to the hour kiosk place, they'd give you double prints. Whoa, you'd have quite a stack there, wouldn't you? So, yeah, man, digital photography. Just, you know, imagine where we would be, where we were when we didn't have that. Yikes. Yes, I used to travel a little bit, too, and I think, man, now I take so many more pictures just because I can. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I hadn't really thought of that. That would be 30-some rolls of 36 exposure film, and good heavens, you know, I'm going to end up with, let's say 400 keepers. And probably out of 400 keepers, I'll have a couple dozen that are really good enough to print. And all of that would be extremely expensive, you know. So, yeah, and now, of course, we complain about the cost of photo paper and printing ink. It's nothing. It's nothing. You're absolutely right. Back to you, Roy.
Yeah, you know, I have been tempted. I bought a new printer a few months ago because I needed to print one tax form. I think that was it. And I couldn't because my stupid printer didn't work anymore. I had an HP printer and I had put some third-party, much, much cheaper cartridges in it, and it worked. I tested it. Okay, that's fine, but I don't print very often. And when I went to print my tax forms, it wouldn't even talk to me. So I got this new printer, and, you know, it does them all, including photo mode, and I've been tempted to try it on, and, you know, I've got some photo paper and whatnot. Came with another printer, I think, and I've been tempted to try a small, you know, like, maybe, you know, 4x6 or something like that, and I'm going, I wonder how much of this expensive printer cartridge that would chew up. I don't know. I haven't tried that in a very, very long time. It sounds like maybe you have, though. How does that tend to hold up if you if you go from printing office documents to photographs? Back to you.
Well, interesting question. I've got a Canon printer, and I studied what was available pretty carefully versus what I could afford, and I've been pleased with the quality of the photo prints. And I use it also, of course, for black and white documents and that sort of thing, you know. I've had it now, geez, I suppose 4 years, and it's done a good job. So I can't find any complaints about the printer itself. I think they're absolutely amazing. If you look at, you know, all of the technology improvements in various types of equipment, I think a printer is amazing. I mean, the way it picks up the single sheet out of a stack and sends it through and the mechanics involved in all of that, that's pretty incredible. Back to you.
Oh, I totally agree. And, I bought a Canon printer this time as well. I've had, I think, three HP printers before. You know, the whole deal, the printer, scanner, and duplex and all that. And I'm pretty happy with this little thing. Yeah, I've done a bunch of scanning with it already. I need to do a bunch more scanning to get all of this paper out of here. Seriously, get rid of all the paper as much as we can. So, anyway, Roger, thanks for a good QSO, and have fun looking through all your data. Yes, indeed. Oh, man, I really do, so I can use that. That just sounds like way too much fun. All right, we'll say cheers to Roger, and let's head on over to Oklahoma City and say hi to Will, KJ5GWN. The mic is yours.
Good morning, Roy. Not doing too much here. I was wondering if maybe you got me because I didn't hear you acknowledge me whenever I checked in there. So, yes, I'm here, and I got another man I need to get to, so I'm going to do that, and look forward to checking into Graham's Net later. So, anyway, this is KJ5, Golf Whiskey November. Back to you, Roy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess we've been having a little bit of packet loss around the network this morning. So, yeah, sorry about that anyway. So, anyway, Will, hey, you have a good day, my friend. And good to talk to you again. And with that here, we're going to say 73. We're going to head over here to Douglas in Fayette, Alabama, our Thursday Net Control. Douglas, my friend, how are you doing today? I missed you yesterday. Yeah, because I was out doing weird stuff. And I got back because the net was over. Back to you.
KI7BKL, KM4BPG, Douglas, Fayette, Alabama. Roll Tide, roll. Hello to Alaska Morning family. Hope everybody's had a good day so far. And hello to my buddy Jay up at Dune City. Good to hear you there, Jay. I'm doing good myself. And Roy, you doubled when you come back after taking clap check-ins. Somebody double with you. And I didn't catch the call sign, but anyway. It is 85, feels like 94, with 74% humidity. And that weather has done got hot around here. Can't hardly stand and go outside. And can't wait to go get my sweet onion chicken teriyaki tomorrow, salad. And I hope everybody has a good rest of their day. If not, hope it gets better for them. Say 73 to all and roll tide, roll. KI7PKL, KM4BPG, 73.
Oh, very, very cool, my friend. And, I know what you mean. It just gets hot and you just don't want to go outside. Yes, I'm quite familiar with that concept. In fact, I really expected to be in the air-conditioned room today, and it just cooled down here. It's like, I don't know, in the 60s right now or something. It's just it's a nice, cool day. The sun, you know, it's actually cloudy, overcast. Sometimes it's nice that it could be overcast. And, I'm kind of enjoying being able to sit here in my shack, surrounded with all the computers and got plenty of monitors to have everything up. I can just look at everything at a glance, and it's nice to be sitting in here. It really is. I should figure out how to get air conditioning in this room, but, yeah, probably not. Anyway, Douglas, hey, thanks for checking in, and, hey, enjoy your sandwich tomorrow, seriously. All right, we'll say 73 to Douglas, and let's head on over here to Ontario and say what's up with Jay. VA3JYE, the mic is yours.
KI7PKL, VA3JYE. Well, good morning, Roy. Thanks for hosting the net as usual, and good morning and good afternoon to everyone else on frequency. Big hearty hello there to my best buddy Douglas, and good to hear you there today, Douglas. We're doing fairly well. Jay here, Central Ontario, Canada. Right now, Roy, we got a balmy 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is blowing, a nice breeze, and it's cooler probably than 60 with the what it feels like. And, yeah, I should get out here with my Speedo and, you know, cut grass with my tractor and send that picture to Roger. He'd probably like that. Anyway, that's about all we're doing. I'm almost done the grass. I got one more spot here to cut, and then we're done. Been a busy week for me, Roy. Guys came the other day and assembled my new shed. Well, it's actually the same one I had before the roof collapsed on it because of the snow. So we got it replaced, and they put it together for me the other day.